You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game. I'm Waller 267. This is Gilly the Nut, and we got a special guest with us today. Hold on, the one and only Waka Flocka.
What the fuck I tell you about introducing?
Man, nobody worrying about your nut ass. Listen, I say what I say.
Nigga, don't you ever in your fucking life
introduce me. Yeah, I know. Oh, you tough.
Nigga, I'm Mike,
bad.
You Pippin.
Ooh, you bad. Oh, you're bad. You're tough. Yeah, whatever. But listen, Waka,
I'm glad it's night you the Pips.
Yeah, you's a nut. Listen, Waka, man, pleasure to have you. This, you know, you right here on $1 million worth of game, brought to you by Barstool Sports, man. Talk to me, Waka. Talk to me, man.
Hey, Gilly, man, I need one of them goddamn, one of them Drake motherfuckers, man. I need one of them Ghostwriter albums, man. I'm trying to hit these charts, man.
A Ghostwriter album? That motherfucking, I was writing Gil shit, man.
Let me just say this. How many fucking albums you got out? About 40?
Yeah, I put a lot of CDs out.
You put a lot of, nigga, your body of work is unbelievable.
Did anybody ever burn you during your journey?
Definitely.
You got burned. How much you took an L for in the record business?
Millions,
God,
literally
damn.
Millions. I'm telling people, I got burnt by two business managers, three CPAs,
certified public accountant.
Crush me. Like I ain't even see YouTube money to this day. I'm about to now start doing it.
Is you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, man, that money ain't matter.
Well, listen, Waka Flocka. Getting Burnt is brought to you by Tommy John's. Listen, I wear Tommy John's drawers due to the fact of they feel good and they feel like I'm naked. I'm not wearing nothing. Like, you have them. And Gil can tell you, listen, I gave him some for Valentine's Day. And one thing. Yeah, I gave
Mephicus?
No, they wasn't. No, they Tommy John's. Listen, I gave him some Tommy John. Listen, and the funny thing about them is they feel so good, man. I'm telling you, listen, but what you need to do is you need to go to TommyJohn.com/... Or you could say / or / million, and you can get 20% off. Listen, Tommy John's, listen, they feel good. They feel great. Listen, they feel like you ain't got nothing on. I'm talking about you want to be comfortable.
I don't know if I want to feel like
you
want to
be comfortable down below and feel like you raw. And I like to be one with the earth. And only way I could be one with the earth is when I'm wearing Tommy John's and I'm raw and it feels good to me. I'm just saying that's what I'm wearing.
I'm sweatpants, man.
I mean,
that's some strip club drawers.
Strip club? What you mean? We used to dance.
You gotta wear them Tommy John's when you go to strip club.
See, you ever flash abroad in strip club?
Nah, that's creeped out.
Oh no, I'm just saying. You said you ain't gonna wear that, so I ain't know.
I say whoever got the Tommy John's on.
They gotta wear them to the strip club. Huh?
I had them on at the strip club, but that's another story. Ain't nothing really happened, but that's another story. Wifey treated me to the strip club. It was an unbelievable experience. That was the first time I was at the joint since I was dancing back in the day. But that's another story. But like I say, Tommy John's, get with Tommy John's. And listen, man, check them out. TommyJohns.com/millions, get 20% off. Listen, man, I'm telling you, they're gonna feel like you have nothing on. But yeah, back to you saying you got burnt, you're just finally seeing YouTube money. You didn't want to take it to the streets when you realized somebody burnt you?
Nah, because I was getting money.
That kind of eased the pain a little bit, though,
yeah,
right?
Hey, man, look here. When I figured out how many people took advantage, I'm like, damn, I was supposed to be richer? Like, nigga, I needed that money. Because
I'm going to keep it all the way real. That's what the record labels do. I ain't going to put nobody out there per se, but...
No, they definitely did. I was in Warner Brothers Asylum. They druggers.
Oh, what they'll do is they'll keep you on the road so much and keep you getting that show money that you forget all about that you got some quarterly money coming through.
Oh, yeah.
Long as you getting that 30 tonight, 40 tomorrow, 40 the next night. Shit. Now, how you think Cash Money, how you think Baby end up owing all them niggas, you know, what they owed them? Because they never seen no residuals.
You snitching right now. You a rat. That was a rat move. Dog, that's official snitching.
That's a known fact, you nut ass nigga.
No, you snitching on somebody. You a rat.
Hey, Waka, man, let me ask you a question. Coming into the game, right, knowing what you know now, being that, you know, as far as you saying, you know, you lost money and all, if it was one thing that you could have changed, knowing what you know now, what would it have been?
I would have just hired an admin, my own admin. I would have hired.
Explain to him what an admin is, though.
An admin is a person that makes sure your music is properly registered so you can correctly get paid on time.
Just gave him some game.
That's all. I would just put an admin
on. And where do you find an admin at for people that don't know?
That's like me, a nigga in the hood, like, yo, where I find a brick at? If you don't know where to find one, you shouldn't be doing it.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying, like, you got to be qualified for that. You just got to know, like, the right, if you're talking to anybody in the industry, you should ask them. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people be having ties to industry people but don't ask the right questions.
Right.
That'd be the thing. People like, yo, bro, put me on. Our life moves so fast, we ain't got time to babysit and pamper nobody.
Right, because it ain't about what you know, it's about who you know.
And a lot of people got access to people that know. Mm-hmm. But an admin is definitely... An admin, I say get assistance. Managers is cool. You need somebody that can manage your career, but they got to be connected. They just can't be like your best friend. Like, if it's your best friend managing you, he should be under the guy that's somebody and not in his way.
Right.
And a rapper should never be like, yo, go through my man. And it shouldn't be that. Your man should be watching the man.
Right. When you came in the game, you had your mom as a manager, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So how did that benefit you, and how did it, if it did have any type of hurt towards your career, what was the benefits and the non-benefits of having your mom as a manager? Of course, your mother gonna always want your best interest first, right?
Yeah, definitely. The benefit with that is, I'm gonna keep it guessing, like, she Deborah.
Yeah.
Like, she know what's going on.
Right.
And if she don't, and if you take advantage of her, she pulling up.
Right.
Like a real nigga.
She ain't playing.
Bro, she pulling up.
Right.
I seen her pull up, like, pull people in the office, but they coming back out. It's like, hey, thanks for meeting you, Deborah.
Right.
Before, it was attitudes like, hey, in my office. I'm like, man, they let a woman do that?
Right.
But the effects of it was, I was her son, so she was treating me like her son.
Mm-hmm.
And she ain't treat me like
an artist.
So I had to be an artist on my own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing my mother came in handy for was the ending, the paperwork.
Right.
Now, you wouldn't go catch me right there, but I really was doing stuff on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I was freestyling. I didn't listen. I was getting so much show money.
Right.
I'm getting anywhere from 25 to 50 a show. Guaranteed. Walkthroughs are dub.
Right.
Features, I'm getting 10 to 20,000.
Right.
And I'm doing all three of them every night.
How important is it for these artists to listen? You know, they get their first check. They be cool with their manager, cool with their team. They get their first check, they don't fucking listen. How important is it for these young, for when you coming in the game, to listen to your team
and not lose sight. Not lose sight of the ultimate goal.
You know what it is, though? To be honest, money don't do nothing but enhance the person you are.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people, if they never listened, they never listened before. They just was listening because they had to.
Absolutely.
Some niggas, they get money, they listening, bro. They be right. Like, yo, bro, I remember you said,
right,
let's do this. Some people just, they never wanted to listen.
Right.
You as a person, like me, I got it twisted. I used to try to feed niggas game. They ain't care. They was just talking and fucking with me till they could jump on the trampoline.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when a motherfucker at the bottom, they can't really show you their true feelings.
Hell no.
Especially if they need you.
Mm-hmm.
They need, especially if you're looking out for them in any type of way, they can't show you their true feelings. But as soon as they get some money, and now they in a spot in life where they could say, oh, I'm cool now.
You ain't never got,
fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when a lot of times that's what happens. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times artists, they get this money and then they forget about the first person that believed in you. And a lot of times it be a nigga from the hood. Let's keep it real. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it be a nigga from the hood who either he got some work in, he you know what I'm saying? He believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
He puts money behind you. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, he look up, once you get some money, he look up like, who's this nigga? I don't even know this nigga. This nigga was the most respectful artist, always on time, so polite.
That nigga, but he don't need to pick up the phone, boy.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something, too. There's a flip side to that, too. Because you got some CEOs sometimes, if they rappers, and then a little nigga that they put on come up and start getting what's looking like, oh, this nigga could be bigger than me. A little jealousy creeping that way, too, though, from that side.
Yeah.
For real, I'm telling you, man. So it's the flip side to both things. You feel what I'm saying?
I ain't no CEO, though.
Yeah.
Calling me a CEO is disrespectful.
Tell me why
you say that?
I can't even lie, man. I'm a chairman.
Chairman, okay.
I'm going to tell the CEO how to run that company.
Well, okay.
You know what I'm saying? To me, like, street niggas that come up with their own label, they shouldn't be CEOs. Because a CEO got to know exactly what to do.
To run that shit.
Yes. Accounting and everything.
Absolutely.
We don't know how to do that. We know how to run the show.
Right.
But do we know how to run the inside of the show?
Do you know how to put the people in the proper places?
You got to be qualified for that.
To flourish.
Mm-hmm. You ain't qualified for that, bro. You just jumped in there. Like.
Because at the end of the day, Jay-Z got Roc Nation.
Yeah, Jay-Z ain't getting no money until he was 33.
But he ain't running that shit.
Hell, he's the chairman.
Right. He got everybody in place to come to him and say, no, we should do it like this, and this is why we should do it. What you think? Okay,
as
cool.
As he should, because he's a genius.
Absolutely.
But he capitalized off that. So that goes back to us as adults now. We got to teach our kids how to be chairman, because our culture, we're good chairmen. We're bad CEOs. You know what I'm saying? So we always was the chairman, but we end up looking like the CEO. Mm-hmm. So for us, everybody that you're starting to see that become chairman in our culture, they prosper. Everybody that wants to stay a CEO, they not. They're losing.
Okay.
Because good CEOs, you got to keep switching. Apple keeps switching their CEO. All
right.
Like, you keep saying all these big companies switch their CEO.
Right.
But did the chairman go anywhere? Did the board go somewhere? The investors, the inventor?
Okay, that's a hell of a way
investors,
to think.
Investors, inventors, chairman, CEO.
That's a hell of a way.
That's some game.
That's some game right
that's
there.
That's the corporate way of thinking.
Absolutely.
And you signed it.
That's showing you came a long motherfucker away from going hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga.
Yeah, but even in hard in paint on some gang shit, it's still reaction.
No, but I'm talking about the way that you think now. You know what I mean?
Because
when you was going hard in the motherfucking paint, you wasn't thinking about being no chairman.
I wanted to be me.
You was thinking about right.
What college you play for?
Oh, BYU.
You, I'm talking about you.
BYU.
Was you really going hard in the paint?
Yeah, Backyard University.
Okay,
sure. I'm in the yard with this shit. I was in the streets.
Yeah, because I thought you was talking about, because I would have checked you up. That's, you know, I went to Penn State. Because you said hard in the paint. I'm like, damn, he played ball. You see what I'm saying? I'm with all that shit.
No, yeah, he went to the state fucking pen. He ain't go to the fucking
pen. I'm with the Penn State,
no,
that's,
nigga.
Fucking doing 52 and all that.
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you this question, right? You and Gucci, y'all good now?
Nah, we great.
Y'all great?
But not as, like, socially. Man, you know what it is, bro. We just... You know what it is? It's like, God bless the dead with Kobe, right?
Right.
Love Kobe to death. It's like Shaq and Kobe. Like, they friends, but
right.
Are they the teammate friends?
Right.
Nah.
Right.
Because you know
I'm honestly, man, if y'all niggas just did
one
project, one song, that shit would be big for the culture, man.
Yeah, that'd be dope as fuck.
You know what I mean?
You know what it is, man? You can't stop God's plan. I know in my plan.
Absolutely.
My plans right now, I am not thinking about no goddamn Walker. Doing no Gucci, so I'm thinking about Tammy album,
yeah.
L.A. Foles album,
okay.
Lil Dean album.
But you know, I'm speaking as a fan. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, when y'all niggas came in the game, I was a fan of y'all.
I got a record for him. Though.
You feel what I'm saying?
I got a record for him.
Yeah.
Right now, you got a record for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I just know that the type of excitement.
That's a possibility.
You know what I mean? That because motherfuckers be like, yo, Walk and Gucci got a joint together. Oh, niggas is going to check that out because there's like, it's been so motherfucking long. You feel what I'm saying? Since some shit like that has happened.
Yeah, we the last of the dying breed.
Absolutely, man. But speaking of Tammy, man, you got a lovely family, man. I commend you. I see you doing your thing.
Yeah, we seen you with the fam, boy.
Yeah, man.
Baltimore.
You know, we family men, man. We've been with our women for a long time. We done, you know, I ain't going to lie. I slipped up and bumped my head one time. Of course, y'all seen your shit.
Of course, shit.
You ever cried?
Cry? Hey, yeah. Boo.
Damn, I'm sorry.
I'm about to get therapy.
Hey, Toby.
I'm about to kill myself.
Yo, you did that, Joe? I want my family.
Hey, yeah, that's the joint. That's the serious
that's
joint.
That's the joint. You seen that joint before?
No.
You don't see this night?
No, you know the joint I seen? This was probably about 18 years ago, we was about 3 years into our relationship, some shit like that. And you know, I'm young, man. I'm young. We on tour. I'm stupid. I got a two-way pager. She got the same two-way pages under her plan. We just.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I did some dumb shit. I got home. She was leaving. I said, I need counseling.
You was a dumb ass nigga.
I need counseling.
I want my family.
For real. She gets serious. You got to take it all the way there. Tell me why.
But your woman get it. Yo, I'm telling you, Tammy, we used to be nice before that. After that, nigga, she got crazy. Like, yo, it's a different kind of, like, anger come with a woman.
What?
Like, you better fucking play.
Like, the what?
They get real.
They
nut up.
They like, get crazy
you
on
me
you.
Me in the jaw. I'm like, man, I will fuck you. Yo, you really just hit me. Like,
damn.
But when they get to going on you and you just can't do nothing, you just got to stand there and take my fuck. You got me out here looking
straight. But how many
years? I want my family.
They got that look like, what are you talking about?
you say some shit like, no, don't even nobody know, but what if they find out?
Everybody know.
For real. But, man. That's just a part of being young and dumb, man. And not really, I mean, appreciating what you got.
Yeah.
But just not really. And then let's be for real. It's a line that Kanye West said. It's hard being faithful in a room full of hoes.
Man. Especially if you ain't never been in there, bro. Bro, I'm telling you. I don't know no man.
I'm telling you.
What's your first time in the room? You stripping out.
You stripping out.
Hey, boy, you getting there? You talking some shit. Party hall, man. I'm chilling. Man, you get to walking by. You be like, God damn. Like, pray, Lord, please. But you think you be praying, boy.
And then them hoes be so friendly.
Hey.
And
friendly, man. They not playing.
They not playing. They thirsty. Not,
man, I
talk. Them bitches need a Sprite. Them bitches be thirsty.
Right now, them girls be talking. Yeah, y'all do plus one. I'm like, damn, yeah. What the fuck?
Nigga, they come on my live.
You talking about the unicorns?
The unicorns.
You familiar with the unicorns?
Hell no, what it is. That sounds crazy.
A unicorn is a woman that like to be a part of a relationship, man and woman relationship. Like they into that. That's their thing. They like to date you and your girl.
What the fuck?
So yeah. The bitch called the unicorn.
Oh, no, that's some new age shit, man. I'm sorry. I can't even lie, bro. I'm selfish, man. Can't no girl eat my wife out, man. This shit ain't happening, man.
Hey,
I'm sorry, bro. It sound good. Like man, yo, it sound good. Two bitches eating. Nigga, logically, if you wake up your wife moaning, nigga, you like, yo, bitch, get up, man.
Right.
Get out. A little freaky.
Then if she like it too much, she start acting like you ain't even in the room and shit. You really mad.
I'm blessed. I don't got that kind of woman that want to have sex all the time. I'm blessed. Because having two, like, I had to think about it. Like, I was going to call my man the other day. I'm like, yo, thinking about it, like, damn, my wife, like, spit all on my shit every night. I look at her crazy, like, man, you kind of a hoe. Like, it reminds me of a hoe.
Oh, no, not mine. Shit. Spit on that motherfucker. No.
Oh, yeah. But the another side, you'd be like, nah, you gotta do that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm in there cooking noodles, man, you just need to just get.
Because
right
at the end of the day, I look at life like this. Every guy want a woman in public and an absolute.
But I tell you, listen, a unicorn, a common swinging term used in the community to refer to a single female interested in meeting other couples, described as such. To do, yeah, fine.
That bitch the third wrestling partner, man.
Yeah, she trying to get in.
This is a tag team joint. She want to get tagged in, yep. Man.
I'm after that paper right now. I ain't that's thinking right. About no goddamn.
That's right, bro.
Fuck them.
Fuck the unicorns.
I could do unicorns in my 40s and 50s. Yeah. Let my daughter get unigrown, goddamn. Yeah, I like you know what I'm saying? I don't need my daughter here. Nothing crazy.
Nigga said, let my daughter get unigrown.
Oh,
out this motherfucker.
Grow up, man.
This next segment is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Hey, listen, man. ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online. But what I didn't know up until recently is that it's taking my TV watching experience to the next level. You can also use VPN to unlock movies and shows that are available in other countries. So ExpressVPN is where you can get Netflix in Japan, Australia, Bogota. Do you think they got Netflix in Bogota?
You can change your IP address.
Yeah, you can change your IP address. So ExpressVPN,
I don't know nothing about that,
really is it really is the shit, man. And it's something that my wife is really into because, you know, she Korean. She half Korean and black, and she watches the, you know, the Korean dramas all the time. So she's really into ExpressVPN. To watch, you can watch the shows ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag. And you can also stream in HD with no problems. ExpressVPN is also compatible to any device, your iPhone, media console, smart TVs, and more, so that you can watch what you want on the go. On the big screen, wherever you are, if you want to get with ExpressVPN, make sure you go to expressvpn.com/million. You hear me? expressvpn.com/million. You can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Support the show and watch what you want to protect yourself at expressvpn.com/million.
Hold up. This next segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Listen, man, ShipStation, this is what you do. When you're selling online, getting your orders, it could be real, real pain. But how do you keep track of who gets what? What shipping carriers should you use? Are is the best rates? Listen, ShipStation is everything, right? It's the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. Uh-huh. Just a few clicks, and you'll be able to manage your orders, putting labels out, printing labels, getting your products out fast to keep your customers happy. ShipStation and make it easy. Listen, I'm telling you, the experience with ShipStation is just lovely, man. I'm talking about everything get out quicker, everything is simpler. I'm talking about what you need to do is with ShipStation, in order to get with them, I'm talking about they're going to hook you up. I'm talking about bring all your orders into one simple interface. I'm talking about one simple interface. I don't care what you're using. I don't care if you're on Amazon, SD, your own website, whatever you got going on, and bring everything into life. I'm talking about, go listen, ShipStation, right? All our listeners, $1 million worth of game listeners, they're going to get free 60 days where you can use the code GAME. Listen, ShipStation.com, man. Make sure you use the code GAME, man. They're going to hook you up, man, and it's just like that.
Right.
Yeah.
In your mouth.
So what's your plans for the future, though? You dropping an album? You got some shit coming out? What you doing?
I definitely going to start my 10th anniversary on the month of my birthday in May. Start dropping music. I've been working on a family cognac. It's pink cognac. It's shit crushing all that cognac.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's real pink. Like candy. Imagine cognac tasting like candy.
Oh, that's shit.
No that, mix.
You're going to have a... There's going to be a lot of motherfucking drinking and driving joints if a goddamn cognac tastes like candy.
Definitely, man.
Because I know the only thing that slowed me up off that shit is that...
Oh, ain't none of that. Yeah, that shit's strong. Henny be killing me now.
What?
That shit tastes like throw.
He drink Henny, he strip out.
The fuck out of here.
You stripped out down Miami on the beach in the middle of the night.
I ain't stripped.
I had to come find you, man. Like a police tackled your dumb ass out there. You was ass naked. Come on, man. Hey. Yeah, two shots of Henny, you got raw, nigga. Get out
of here. How long y'all been friends, man?
No, that's my cousin.
Y'all cousin?
Yeah, that's my little cousin.
I'm his big cousin in real life.
No, he my little cousin. He went to jail when he was 17. He did 20 years.
That's ill, though. You don't have kids these days, like, respect their cousins, how y'all respect each other.
No, because I slapped the shit out of him.
I don't respect that. He's a nut-ass nigga.
You know what,
you know what I'm saying? That's unity, man. Like, yeah, these young niggas ain't got it. I heard a little girl.
Oh, you was a crazy young nigga, too, though.
Bro, I never disrespect my brothers, ain't had to disrespect it.
But I'm talking about you was.
You know what it was? People say I was wild. Nigga, no, we just didn't tolerate disrespect. You couldn't. We was the kind of niggas you could pluck. You pluck, we shooting at you.
Right.
That's how I gotta go, because we just from
the young boys doing the same thing though.
They ain't plucking, they niggas just shooting.
Yeah, they just shooting.
These niggas graffiti artists, man.
Yeah, they just shooting.
They just butt, bro. Think about it.
He ain't lying, because look how many girls getting shot in Philly, man. How many kids getting shot in Philly, man.
Yeah, look at them guns, nigga. We ain't have Glocks growing up. Glocks?
Nigga had a rusty 22, man.
Middle school with a Draco.
Yeah, that's what you first got pistol whipped with.
The fuck out of here.
The rusty joint. Like, no, the boy pistol whipped you. He had the rusty joint. That's what you got introduced to the gun game. Upside your head.
Hey. I'm sending y'all some gear, too, man.
Believe that.
Yeah, I got a clothing line called Dro.
Called Dro?
Yeah, Dro Life on Instagram. We got a big deal coming up with one of these distributors, man. I can't wait to announce the name, but.
Believe that, man. Send that shit to me, man. You already know, man. We support everything that you got going on. Because one thing I respect about you, Wop, you always been the same nigga, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You grew up. Because that's what life do to you. It grew you up. But you always been the same nigga, man.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And let me ask you a question about reality TV. What effects you think it had on your career or your life, or you feel did you think it had a positive effect? What was the positive? What was the negatives?
I ain't think about negative. People fell into the trap that I wanted them to fall in.
Yeah.
I want them to think I fell off and I need my wife to bounce back, so they made her famous, made her make money.
Absolutely.
So to the point where now I got another income coming in the house.
Absolutely.
The best shit in the world. Actually, her nigga like, man, that nigga fell off by Tammy. If it wasn't for Tammy, he wouldn't be up. I'm like, man, me
Tammy is you.
Tammy
though.
Read that. Yo, Tammy's like, boy, we look at each other like, damn, this shit work in real life.
Right.
Like the fact that, because I knew for a fact, if you a rapper, you get on reality TV, bro. I mean, you, come on.
Yeah.
Before I got on Love & Hip Hop, that shit was not cool for a rapper to get on TV.
Right.
Before I got like Marriage Bootcamp, you never seen rappers on Marriage Bootcamp.
Right.
It was not cool.
Right.
Like we made that shit cool. Like,
right. Because at the end of the day, y'all cool. Never, y'all didn't get on there and not be yourself.
Watch the nut. What up? We don't support that.
The balls.
She checked him.
You seen it?
I seen it.
You tell me you just fell right into it. Thank
check
you.
The shit out.
I'm on a podcast. I'm gonna call you back.
Can you help me? Because look, he's gonna get $2,000
a day, but I want
to
give it
$1,100. Y'all rich, bye.
Damn.
Get Mickey Mouse, bye.
Damn.
That's just on a random day. I was about to get it a $2,000. I'm going to get it.
He said, get $1,100, please, baby. Please.
Nah, Mickey Mouse was the $2,000.
Hey, like Wop been running around here. Every time I look up, this nigga got a show. This nigga perform everywhere.
Yeah, some niggas like, yo, Wop can't find me. My nigga, I've been doing 150 shows for the last 10 years. One year, for like 5-6 years straight, I was doing almost 400 shows a year.
Damn.
Nigga, like, why are you doing on shows? Nigga, why not? What the fuck are you talking about? I've been seeing these country rock stars. These niggas is performing at 60.
Right.
They not stopping. Hip hop, they want us to stop at 30.
Right.
They want us to stop. Like, nigga, I'm not stopping. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not stopping.
You ain't supposed to stop, because at the end of the day, playing. You got millions and millions of people who grew up off your music, and they always want to come see you perform.
Fuck America, man.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what I mean? Hey, man.
And that overseas.
Eating it up.
Crazy, huh?
That overseas money.
Man, you seen Onyx tour schedule? Man, them folks on tour from fucking March all the way to June.
Onyx. Oh, yeah, they ain't playing.
Yin Yang Twins still getting 50 balls, 75s, 80s.
What?
Man, cut it out. Yes, I know for a fact.
Yes, and at the end of the day, they should be.
Yeah,
they put their stamp down, and they was a staple in music at a time where, let's be for real, I think niggas might be handicapped or something. Like,
not a kid. Hey, Gil,
niggas wasn't even acceptive to that shit, but their music was slamming so hard that niggas was like, nigga, we don't give a fuck what going on.
Man, Gilly, look how long it took Philly. Look how many rappers from you to Beans to this to get a Meek Mill.
Yeah.
You know how many errors it took to get a Meek Mill?
Yeah.
You know how many errors it took in Memphis to get a Yo Gotti's and Moneybagg Yo? Like, it took years.
Yeah.
You know how many years it took for be a Houston rapper? Like, people be thinking this shit happened overnight. Like, Chicago had rappers.
Right.
It just took them years.
It took them years. They had a gang of niggas.
Do or die.
Twista. And I'm going to keep it all the way real. Twista was somebody. Shout out to Shauna, too. That's my sister for life. Twista was somebody who he had been out.
Was Ben Crucial Conflict from there?
Crucial Conflict. Yeah.
Ben did his thing. And motherfuckers thought it was over for him.
Came right back.
And then he got with Kanye, came right back. It was, and he went on another run.
Cool. He's a timeless guy. He timeless because nobody could rap as fast as him.
No, and I went on tour with him.
I know, named Jimmy the
Me and him went on tour 2 years ago. And he a good dude, man. He an all around good dude, man. So shout out to Twista, man.
Yeah, he a good. I know y'all.
All around good dude, man. So you got some more TV shit coming up?
Definitely, man. I definitely trying out for a couple of shows. But I gotta take it serious though. I ain't gonna lie, man. I be feeling like they be sending niggas scripts I know I could do.
Right.
Like, nigga, you sending me I could not
play the gangster. Like,
come on, I could
the fuck y'all niggas do. Like, that's not even acting. Like,
yeah.
I got a couple of TV shows I pitched as well.
Yeah.
I got a board game I'm coming out with. It's a 21 and up board game. I think niggas never made board games. No. Right?
Yeah. Derrick Grace did.
Huh?
You down with Derrick Grace down
that's,
in?
That's my dog.
But Derrick. Listen, man, Black Bank, he's a legend, man.
That's my dog.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. When you look at the transition you made coming from where you came from, and now you sitting here as a grown-ass man with a family, with kids, with grown-ass responsibilities, and you saying shit like, hey, man, I got my own board game coming out. And I got my own liquor company coming out. And my wife got an album coming out. She probably didn't ever even think about putting an album out when you was young. I don't know, was she into singing like that?
Yeah, she was singing. She surprised me, shit. I heard her singing in the shower. I'm like, the fuck?
But what I'm saying is when you was young, when y'all first got together, never, she wasn't never. Thinking. She would have never thought she had an album out, right?
She never even bought it up.
That's what I'm saying. Never. So now to see you at a grown man, coming from the place you came from, and now you doing all of this shit. Do sometimes you just sit back and, you know, you might be smoking one and you just
dropping
like
some real nigga tears.
Like, this shit is unbelievable.
Hell yeah. That's what people keep saying, put music. I'm like, what am I gonna talk about? It's nothing to talk about. I'm only 33 years old, dog, and I did almost 50 CDs. What the fuck else can I talk about?
Right.
God damn.
Like,
man.
I gotta chill.
Right.
Like, people don't understand that shit. Like, I could sit here and fight for credit all day.
Right.
I could do that, Gil. I could get fresh and hang in the hoods and sign these acts and stand next to Jay and stand next to Diddy. I got enough credibility to do that.
To do that, absolutely.
I could stand right next to Ross and be Ross.
Right.
I could stand next to Gucci and be Walker. I'm still gonna be Walker for right. Next to all of them.
Right.
But do I wanna do that now? I'm still a fan of these people.
Right.
I don't want to hang with them.
Right.
I want to watch what they do. I like watching Nas, seeing how Nas bounced back off of VC Firm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, bro. That's fire.
Killed it, didn't he?
Man, well, you don't know when you're supposed to be rich. It just happened.
Right.
You think you got rich and got money. Like, what I made, it wasn't mine because I couldn't keep it. Right. It wasn't profit.
Right.
After I made it all, taxes came.
Right.
This came. That I want to have that liquid.
Right.
I want to be able to blow $30 million and $50 million. Until then, I'm broke.
Right.
I got a mind of a broke nigga, swag of a rich nigga.
That's a hell of a mentality to have, man.
That's my whole shit.
You know what I mean? Because when you got that mentality, guess what you never lose? Your hustle.
Never.
Yo, let me tell y'all too, right? Everybody always say this. Yo, let's make money, but who's going to be the person in the room be like, yo, what happens when we make that million? Who's the person that you go to be like, yo, how do I protect this million?
Mm-hmm.
How do I never lose this $1 million? Because mm-hmm. technically, when you make $1 million, you should never lose it again.
Right.
Knowing what I learned.
Right.
Man, I'm talking about, I would have borrowed for myself.
Right.
But they don't teach you that. And that's the hardest part about life, is learning how to make your money cycle, not stack.
Right.
Stacking money is dead money.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Now, right. Money that cycle, you rich forever.
Absolutely.
And that's the key.
Absolutely, because I got friends who just, honestly, they just live off the money that they, off the interest that they money make them every year.
Man, bet on Home Depot stock. I'm telling my boy, a couple of years ago, said, hey, Walker, man, put $100,000 or $300,000 or $1 million into Home Depot. If I'd have did that in 2010 when Flockavelli came out, if I'd have put $1 million in, it grew to $10 million today.
Damn.
Nigga, he said stock holistic. Like, man, you don't get the fuck
out
of here.
Right, because at the end of the day, you didn't understand it.
Hey, go get 1,000 pounds, man. Right. Fuck out of here, man.
Right.
They use this money, go get 1,000 pounds. Right. Nigga, we're going to take your head off.
Right.
All that coming to me with stocks. I never forget it. I was going to get 1,000 pounds. The man told me, man, you could buy stocks with this. I'm like, stocks? Man, you don't get the fuck out my right. face, man. Hey, we're going to beat your ass, man.
Right.
Because we was dumb.
Yeah.
The fact that I want to rap in still. But that's all niggas knew, though.
That's all niggas knew.
It was straight cash. Like,
right. And sometimes niggas could only resort to what they know. Until somebody come around and kind of plant a different way of thinking in them. See, one person that I always credit, Tony Draper, man. He planted a different way of thinking in me. When I got down to Suave House and he was like, what you want? I'm like, listen, man, I want 500,000. I want 100 up front. I want, you know, this shack and shit. What's up, OJ?
I haven't been talking to you
for 1 week.
For
what?
Why?
What up,
Walker?
What
up, man? What happened? What'd I do?
Damn,
Shaq, I ain't do shit.
We get this for
it was
everybody.
Gil, wasn't me.
This Shaquille O'Neal, man. This
it was
big
Gil.
Call.
I had shit to do with it.
He calls us up and G checks us.
Hey, Shaq a big nigga, bro.
Man, Shaq is big.
Right? He'll hop out that pickup truck. You'll be like, hey, all right, big dog.
I'm going to call you soon as we done, big dog. I love you too, man. He said he love you. Why?
Always, man. You ain't show nothing but love.
Yeah. All right.
He ain't show nothing but love.
So, yeah, that's man, Shaq a good dude, man.
They pulled up to my show, like, randomly.
Yeah.
Hopped out, I'm like, God damn, that nigga big. Like,
he probably right. in a truck that looked like the Titanic or some shit.
That motherfucker biggest buckhead, man.
Damn.
Nigga, yeah, with a Pastor Troy back in the day, Troy. He hopping out of like,
Pastor Troy.
Hey, other than yourself, let me ask you this. Who would you say is the top five most influential artists in Atlanta's history?
Top five?
Yes.
That's easy.
Bone Crusher.
That's either. I wouldn't expect.
I would have never said Bone Crusher.
I would have never expected Bone Crusher. Right.
Bone came out fucking shit up though.
Did
his name? By the way, his name is Big Wayne.
Big Wayne.
Not that Bone Crusher shit.
Oh, okay. Well, I know him as Bone Crusher.
Real nigga.
Real nigga.
Real nigga.
Big Wayne.
Big Wayne.
Shout out to Big Wizzle.
Wiziano.
Outkast.
Absolutely.
Sure. Definitely Lil Jon.
Lil Jon?
Yeah. I think I'll put T.I., Jeezy, and Gucci as one person.
Why you say that?
Because they all made a cause for trap music.
They did. I understand.
They gave
that.
You three different perspectives for trap music.
They definitely did.
One more.
One more.
No Jermaine Dupri, no
And last year, you but for me in my lifetime.
Yeah, for me in my lifetime, you're right.
He was the OG. He was already sanctioned.
He definitely was.
JD, like, cut it out. Like,
he definitely was.
Music-wise, he was the producer.
Yeah, producer.
Yeah. Last but not least, I say probably Usher. Usher definitely gave us like a different perspective on R&B wise.
Yeah.
He put a lot of hope in like people from the South doing R&B.
Cause his album was the shit when he came out with that.
But Five ain't it, man. Cause you got Drake, you got Future, you got Thug, you got you got Bankroll Fresh.
Future somebody
you
too.
You got Pastor Troy, you got Sammy Sam, you Future. Got Oomkamp. Excuse me, bro. Oomkamp. How did I forget Oomkamp? Instead of Usher's Oomkamp. How the fuck did I forget Oomkamp?
Yo, that's crazy how many fucking artists come out of Atlanta, Oomkamp, man.
Oomkamp, bro, had the whole sound of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oomkamp. Like, that whole Oomkamp and Bone... See, Bone Crusher is Bone Crusher, Killer Mike, T.I., Lil Jon and them, and, like, the Dungeon Family kind of stuff. Like, our Wu-Tang is Dungeon Family.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, man, Atlanta got too much.
Rico Way.
Come on. It's Dungeon Family, dog.
He was like, in Goody Mob. Don't forget Gip and them. CeeLo Green and them.
That's just sick, yo. People got history. Like, it take artists, like, for me, I should be kind of the guy, like, reminding them. Because when I came to Atlanta, it was just.
Cool Breeze.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you a question. Is Atlanta right now.
Undefeated.
The number one music spot in hip hop.
Definitely.
Of all time. Like, has Atlanta just taken over New York?
Oh, Ben.
Okay, I'm just.
Atlanta been took
because
over.
Because you got to remember, New York got a lot of history. We can't always go with what's happening now. We got to remember the Big Daddy Kanes, the Kool G Raps.
I'm talking, man, Atlanta had music since 2009. Since I came up, we had music.
I might want to say it might even been before that.
I'm talking about, it started like.
It might have been 2006.
God damn.
Right, that shit might have started around 2006.
I forgot how long it was. God damn.
And I'm going to keep it all the way real.
It might have been before that.
It might have been, y'all been owning it since maybe 2004, 2005, but.
The millennium was Atlanta.
Yes.
I got to be real. Atlanta had the whole millennium.
It did.
It changed it.
It did.
The millennium has changed.
Because just think of. When you think of all the artists that came out of it, all the people producers. You said and producers and that shit's unbelievable, man.
It is. Atlanta just don't get no respect.
Why you say that?
Shit.
Because I feel like Atlanta get all the respect.
Shit, everybody
like in the beginning we wasn't.
In the beginning y'all wasn't.
Only thing we missing in Atlanta right now that'll make like New York and like California go down is media. If we had these media buildings.
Yeah, but this is what I don't understand about Atlanta. How are y'all that big as far as music?
Because we're the culture.
And generating money.
We're the culture.
But the media down there isn't as big as New York and Hollywood.
Because I'm happy you said that. Because we are, what is hip-hop? Black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's all the black people? Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Who controls media? Not black people.
That's the point.
Now, we control media. Which is about to happen. Tyler Perry is now coming. It's funny because I seen a guy do a skit say, hey, you don't see people saying kill white people music, kill dogs, kill cats, blow up houses, kill kids.
Mm-hmm.
But you did hear music saying kill black, like kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they only market us harming each other.
Absolutely.
I don't.
Because they understand that.
How is hip hop dead and you got Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole running around and. What's the other little kid name that they discredit? Logic. Logic is fire, my boy.
Yeah.
Like, let's take away the face of the guy.
Right.
Logic is a beast.
Right.
Like, to me, I feel like Logic is like a descendant of Kendrick Lamar. It's crazy. Kendrick Lamar, Logic, and J. Cole. That's a full lineup.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
That's a full little lineup.
They're on Def Jam, Logic, and Logic sell a shitload of merch.
Man, Logic is fuck, bro.
Yeah, and he sells
a shitload of merch. Listen to Logic album, bro. Like, it's crazy.
I gotta check it out.
I'm not even gonna front. It's fire.
I mean, I know he hot, but I ain't checked his album out yet.
Man, he fire, bro. I'm not even fronting. He's fire. His words is crazy. Headphone music. Yeah. Logic is headphone music.
Yeah.
Put them in your headphones, not your car.
That's what's up. I gotta, you know what? Shout out to Logic, man. I gotta check Logic. You know, I'm already up on Kendrick and J. Cole. I'm more of a J. Cole fan.
Yeah.
Than a Kendrick. I mean, I respect Kendrick
and I respect
the art that he put out there. I'm more of a J. Cole. I be liking. I think J. Cole is like the king of making a dead fucking beat.
Yeah, fire.
Come to life.
But then you got a guy like Denzel Curry.
He's a beast.
He's a fucking beast.
That's like amazing.
He's a fucking beast.
Yo, a lot of these artists is fire. And then you got these artists that's melodic. Like, no, I swear to God, bro, because God be my witness, I'm not trying to say this. But the guy that started like melodic rap is Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, bro.
Absolutely.
I just seen Ja Rule like last week.
Uh-huh.
He started melodic.
Where would I be without you?
But then T-Pain put auto-tune on the melodic. Mm-hmm. So now you got that era merged together and you created what's today.
Right.
That's fire, though.
It is fire.
That's fire.
And a lot of them get discredited for cheating, kind of like, you know, not having no talent. Oh, they got the auto tune on, but that's just the wave of the day,
man. That's what's going on.
And you gotta be able to adapt to what's going on in today's society. And so, and when you're not able to adapt, that's when you consider the old nigga, man.
Whoa.
What?
This is crazy,
so
bro.
Walker's looking in his phone.
Yo, my best friend just texted me some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is why I stopped drinking lean. One day I was drinking mad lean. I'm in Memphis. I used to hang in Memphis heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like heavy. And I was so leaned out, my nigga. I took all my rings off and sat them on the sink and washed my hands and forgot the rings was there. Somebody just texting like, bro, I did some real fuck shit when I was young, too. To Walker, I felt like things wouldn't move forward for me until I fixed what I did. And I took his rings he lost in Memphis back in the day. And I want to replace him not for clout because he was the reason I loved Jerry and blah, blah, blah.
Damn.
You know, all my Jerry always come back to me magically.
That's crazy.
The respect, bro.
Well, like, shout out to that man for finally having a fucking conscience on that petty ass shit he did.
Damn.
You petty thief ass nigga. Oh, petty thief. He got his rings on the sink.
You know, this nigga really... But
I gotta pay my rent.
Hey, and you know what's so fucked up? His life probably been fucked up ever since he took the rings. That nigga,
yeah, I gotta straighten this shit
out.
You're
like, why my life so fucked up? Yeah. I took Walker rings.
I'm God's child, man. I know I am. I'm telling you right now, I know a lot of people that slick burnt me and they like winning right now, but they miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll forever be miserable till they fix what they did. Because what I'm telling you, Gil, I promise to God, bro, I know for a fact, God forbid if I die walking out of here, I know I'm going to heaven.
Right.
I know every time I call anybody, it'd be out of love. And anytime I introduce the situation to the next person, like, oh, yeah, I kind of, all right. Next thing you know, they reach out to the people. Like, I don't know, man.
Hey, let me ask you one question for you, Gidai, because I know people love you and your wife's relationship, and they look at it, and they couple goals. If she could change one thing about you, what would it be?
If she could change one thing about me?
Yes.
I'd probably say... She want me to stick to one thing.
What you mean?
If
he'd be all over.
I'd be everywhere.
You everywhere like broken glass, huh?
Bro, nah, that's too much. Yo, I ain't go front, yo. I can't work at one. I got to work with four or five things at one.
Right.
Because, yo.
And it's crazy because you just said four things that you got going on. You got the, make sure y'all be looking for this. You got the cognac coming out, right?
Yeah.
You got your clothing line coming
out.
It's
out.
Like, oh,
my cognac already got distribution. My uncle basically like, yo, Walker, it's time for you to take this to the next level.
You ain't got to send me a bottle or something,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, my dro stuff already out.
I need a hoodie. I need some hats. I need whatever you got,
TV
man.
Show already coming out. Only thing I got to put out is my music.
Right.
So, and I got artists. Other than that, it's like, yo, it took 10 years. I wanted to learn this shit, Brody. Like, I was only 24 trying to be Jay-Z.
Right.
Niggas comparing me to all these older successful guys. Like,
hey.
I could be like, if I want a dick swing, I'd be like, hey, will Ciroc beat Ciroc if Diddy never got on Oh, Let's Do a Remix?
Mm. You know your history.
Hey, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like, I could, man, yo, bro, I know what I did right for people, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, who cares? Like, I just want to win.
It's on to the next.
Bro, yo, Gilly, man, I'm from the streets, man. And I ain't trying to compare it to nothing to the streets, but if this ain't moving, we moving this.
Right.
If this ain't moving, we selling TVs.
Right.
If TVs ain't working, hey, right. It's a hustle.
If we cognac pants. Ain't selling, I'm selling Dro. Clothes, get it right
the
now.
The cognac will go win.
I'm selling cheeseburgers.
No, I'm just hypothetically speaking,
nah, that shit gonna work.
And letting them know what your mindset is. Because see, our whole platform really is to educate the youth, man.
Financial literacy. Get your credit right. Clean your credit up. Mm. For me to y'all, clean your credit up.
That mean everything.
Maybe everything. Everything. Stop putting everything in your name. Create a business, an LLC. Put everything in your LLC. And, okay. And open up a C Corp. If you don't know this, you need to figure these out. I'm telling you the names. Get a C Corp to run an LLC. If you want to make it even deeper, go get a trust fund and run a corp that runs the LLC. You want to get even deeper, own two trust funds for your business and your person to run that trust that runs all the business. It can get deep, my God.
Like, absolutely.
And Donald Trump actually showed me that method. That's how he didn't pay tax. One kind of that method, but yeah. That's weird, right?
Yeah, that's.
You vote
that's
for Donald Trump?
Who vote? Nah, why would I vote? A vote ain't nothing. No, shut up, Walker.
There you go.
Yeah, hey, I vote, man. Ain't trying to get knocked off.
He don't want the people to come.
Hey,
them folk got real guns, man.
Hey, don't get it fucked up. Walker voting, y'all.
Yeah, he's voting.
Yeah, I'm voting, man.
That nigga said, why would I?
Man.
Hold on, let me. I'm voting.
Yeah, hello, Illuminati bug in my ear. Like, shut up. I'm coming to get you. You know what I'm not going to join y'all, and I'm not going to talk about y'all. So let it be.
Hey, Wallo and the Naughty, though. So.
No comments.
Yeah, he got put in. He had to leave me out, but it's all good.
I'm definitely about to drop some fuck you music, though. I ain't going to say in front and hold you back. Like, I'm about to drop some fuck you music.
So, after having...
Like, I'm so woke. Like, when I put this record, I'm like, how are you so woke and you doing this?
Right.
Yeah.
But do you ever feel like... it's time to get back here and do the album. I mean, because you do got 40 fucking albums out. Like, yeah. You ever feel like, all right, it's time to get back here.
I was LeBron, Flocka James, Benjamin Flocka. Who the fuck would be now? Like, Will Flocka Farrell? Like, Laughing crazy. To the Banks, Volume 1?
So you do get that kind of, when you sign to go in, like, let's go back to work.
Yeah, because niggas want to rap with me and be like, fuck these niggas, swoop, blah, woo. Like, they want to be so hard.
Right.
Like, nigga, no.
Right.
No.
Right.
Nigga, let's try to get this record played at live.
But you know what it is, too? Is perception is almost reality.
I got a whole lot of money. That ain't hard.
But when niggas see you. When niggas seen you as a young nigga, niggas was like, that nigga turn up. That nigga dangerous. Like, I'm keeping it all the way real.
I be trying to make that shit sound so
You be trying to, right. You be trying to make that shit sound like, nigga come right on, shirt off, looking just like he just shot a nigga yesterday. I go hard in the mud.
Sweating fat as hell. Yo, I see why you do it. I'm like, yo, get the fuck. Why do I tell you put a shirt on, man? No, niggas had real stretch marks.
Motherfuckers was scared of you.
Because
but that's fire, though.
Because at the end of the day, that made you who you was.
Huh?
That made you who you
were. I enjoyed it.
The fact that you didn't give a fuck.
Love my big boy right here, man.
The fact that you didn't give a fuck. You was a young nigga. You looked dangerous. Niggas bought into that shit. Niggas like, them niggas dangerous.
They loved it.
And you know niggas love dangerous shit. Like, niggas love to jump on some dangerous niggas bandwagon. Them niggas dangerous. I love them niggas.
They got paid. One thing about me, right? I was wild and all that, though, right? But guess what I had? I had a lot of guys. I had four good security. I had a great travel agent. And I never put my name on nothing. And I never bragged and moved on where I was moving. So that's one thing I felt like I didn't do right to the younger generation. And I wish a lot of them, and I'm not trying to get this credit, yo. I would never reach out to me, bro. I'm going to show you how to move in real life. Like, bro, I'm like, they need to learn how to move. Bro.
Right. How important was security to you when you was a young artist?
Everything. I come from gangbanging.
Right.
Security is everything with us.
Right.
It's a must.
So, hold on. So, your security was real security. There wasn't no niggas from the hood that only he shot a couple niggas.
They was around, too.
No, of course, they was around. But
I was one of them niggas.
But what I'm saying is,
at first, was
you
security
had
at first.
Real security, right? Because,
oh, definitely.
Because these young boys, for some reason, think that, oh, God done bless you to change your life, nigga. Now you got millions of dollars. But you still want to act like you got hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, like
I don't need no security. Fuck security. I'm going to go perform at Shoot 'Em Ups in Chirac tonight.
Nah, you cannot be a street nigga thinking like that. It's impossible. It's no, yo, I don't know no street nigga that ever went to a club not prepared. And having a gun is not prepared. Let me let y'all niggas know, man. Yo, I'm not bragging. I got to just say this as blunt as possible. I rob niggas with guns on them. More than 3-4 times.
He got robbed with his gun on
the fuck out of here.
I got
a pistol with you.
Dogs. I got robbed with my gun on me.
Yeah.
I got shot with my gun in my armrest.
Right.
Like, it can happen. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to know how to move, man.
Absolutely.
If you moving vulnerable, niggas is trying. I'm telling y'all, bro, go through Detroit in the no-fly zone days. Go to, man.
Oh, hit the. Oh.
Dog, that Midwest was vicious.
What?
California.
Places you didn't even think was vicious. Yo, Milwaukee.
The Bay. Oh, my God, Milwaukee was so. Nebraska.
Virginia.
North Carolina.
What?
South Carolina.
What?
D.C. Philly niggas. Niggas wouldn't even go to Philly if they were scared to go to the club there.
New Orleans.
Oh, we never even talking about New Orleans. It's a whole new ball game.
That's a whole new fucking ball game down there.
Yo, bro, it's
right. So let me tell y'all something. You got a veteran right here. To all of you out there,
Texas too.
What?
Texas.
You got a veteran right here, who got a plethora of music out. Come from the same streets y'all come from. Made it out, and he's telling y'all, no. It's not only cool to get security to protect your interests. It's mandatory to get security to protect your interest in what you got going on. Because to all the youngins, again, once again, you not a regular nigga no more. That's out the window.
If you're doing street shit, your ass backwards. If you're a rapper doing street shit, why are you rapping? It's stupid. You're not rapping to make the streets better? Like, what are you doing? You getting rap money and going get for dirty money to make more clean money in your mind. Like, hell, in my mind, I always say, like, yo, what am I doing? Yo, so help me God, bro. I'm in a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is following me. I'm like, oh, shit. I call my brother, like, yo, Quan, where you at? Yo, niggas is following me, bro. It's about to go down. Like, I'm thinking this shit about to go down, so I ease the window now. I'm just ready to get busy. Nigga, pull out, play my music. I'm like, nigga, what am I doing? What the fuck am I doing, bro? All this weed in the car. Thinking niggas was chasing. I know what it was. I could throw the police. Who knew? And these niggas wanted to be fans. That day right there, I'm like, yo, I'm ass backwards. I'm bugging.
Well, absolutely.
I'm bugging.
But I'm going to keep it all the way real. Fans take shit too far, too. When fans knew you a street nigga, you got niggas that see you in a club and walk up on you like this. And then get to you and be like, I love you, nigga. And it's like, nigga, why the fuck did you walk from over there to over here looking at me like that? Because I was ready to set it off on you, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was getting ready to set it the fuck off on you. Like, you gotta better your approach, nigga. You walking up on a nigga like that.
You wasn't setting it off. You was scared to death. I ain't remember the time boy did it.
I'm bopping the ass right up.
I seen him do it.
Fuck, I'm bopping your ass right up. Hey, come on.
That's how I had you. But then a nigga get over to you and be like, nigga,
I love you.
I love your shit, dog. You a real, and you be like, nigga, you don't even know. We was about to jump.
A nigga did that to me.
All over your ass.
Trying to pop my chain. Boy, we beat the fuck out of him. I'm telling you, like, bro, you got to beat him. You can't talk that gangster shit and think somebody ain't gonna test that gangster.
Oh, yeah, they gonna test you.
I be seeing people get their chain snatched and they go, these broke ass niggas. Man, shut your cap ass up. You in the street, nigga. Get robbed, come with the gang.
Absolutely.
Oh, that ain't no broke nigga shit. That's a job in the streets.
Absolutely.
Man. Cut it out, man. Let's stop acting like chain snatching. It's a broke nigga shit. You work hard.
And I'm gonna keep it all the way real. You young niggas got it good. Y'all got it good. That's why you don't, first of all, a lot of you young niggas, y'all got it good. See, when I went to the club, it was no Instagram. The street niggas was not coming to the fucking club to get no picture with no niggas.
Nah, they were popping.
They coming to the club to take your fucking jewelry off your neck or to compete with you. How many of the bottles them niggas got?
Hold the fuck up.
Niggas got 15 bottles?
Listen,
bring me 20.
You fucking wrong on that.
I know the fuck I'm
not. I went down there and got pictures with fucking Method Man in them.
The fuck are you talking about?
No. I'm talking about
the when. The fuck are you talking
when
about?
When I'm talking about when.
And I was a street nigga.
What? No. Fuck.
I went under two pictures.
Nobody was
niggas.
Going to the club to get pictures, nigga. What the fuck when you got? Use a nut ass nigga.
No, they just had a Polaroid. Use a nut ass nigga.
You want bought a whole Polaroid camera,
fuck,
went to the club.
No, they didn't take pictures of this.
$5
You gotta take a picture, you nut ass nigga. Right in front of the hookup.
But at the end of the day, that picture didn't mean as much as the picture means today because all you did was take that fucking picture home and it sat in your fucking bedroom and you looked at meth and red. Like you was in love with them niggas, oh, man. They my favorites. I love you, man.
I ain't say all
yes,
that.
Yes, you did, you nut ass nigga. So what I'm saying
up.
Is,
hey, it's crazy what y'all just said.
Nigga.
What y'all just said is, on one hand, he took the picture and it meant something to him. On the other hand, these niggas taking pictures and it means something to what the world thinks.
Right.
So guess what you did? You don't give a fuck how you think. You put your feelings in the hands of somebody else and what they think.
Right.
And that's what the youth is missing.
Right.
They're not missing personal experiences for themselves.
Right.
That's what we got.
Absolutely. Over. Absolutely. See, and because to the youth, their validation is how many likes you get on Instagram. How many comments. How many niggas post your shit. All the shit that don't really matter in real life.
I'm not going front lately, bro. The rappers been copying the regular people, quote unquote. Like, the street niggas is dressing better than rappers. Rappers is starting to hang with them like they the celebrity.
Because you got to understand, too. When we was younger, the street nigga was everything.
Facts.
Like, the rapper went in the club and was like, yo, dude, such and such, yo, he, yeah. Now, you got street niggas who solely want to go to the club just to get that picture. They just want to post that picture. They like this. They standing next to Ross with a lying-ass caption. Ross told me he not the only boss. I'm the biggest boss, too. Like, bitch, Ross didn't say that. You just took a fucking picture.
I just told Tim that. And...
Okay, we're about to wrap it up right now. I know. Okay, sorry.
He don't want to leave.
Yeah. That's crazy you said that, right? I just took a picture with a guy. I'm always like, in traffic with my man. He told me the music is crazy. I'm like, nigga.
Oh, that was legend.
I'm like, and he just got that was a legend. Stamp. That make me want to be like, yo, you know something? Fuck y'all niggas. Fuck niggas trying to act like.
You lying, my nigga. You walked up on me and said, Flock, can you take a picture? I said, yeah, nigga.
My right hand. And guess what I'm about to start doing? Going on his post. What are you telling me? I don't even know you. But then I'd be petty for doing that.
Yeah. But he's petty for frauding.
Yeah, he make your stamp uncertified.
Right.
Like, damn, nigga, why
but
stamp
you got to understand, everybody do that, bro.
But like I told
everybody,
another day,
Jeezy.
This is the old twist.
Jeezy said.
I told this nut ass nigga the other day, I'm at the John Ray get some fake jewelry. And he said, "Why?" I said, hold up, nigga, you ain't sending all these fucking rap niggas just wearing it. These niggas be wearing a pound of fake, $500,000 worth of fake jewelry. You want to hate on me? Say some of them niggas. I ain't pointing nobody out because I ain't no rat. But I'm just saying, so you don't say nothing to them niggas. Like you said, these niggas doing the same shit that the regular niggas
but
doing.
But see, at the end of the day, I ain't got to hang with them niggas.
Talking about rats, let me leave y'all with this. Niggas let this rat nigga 6ix9ine take Onyx style and run with it. I want y'all to go back and listen to Onyx and then listen to 6ix9ine. I think it's Fred's dog. Yo, son, niggas feet sound exactly like him. These young niggas is rebirthing old sounds.
Absolutely. And to me, ain't like to me, ain't nothing wrong with it. Because if you recognize something that's great,
that's what I like. Shit. When I went to jail. Yo, niggas got to give these young niggas credit, bro.
When I went to jail, Gil took my whole rap style. I used to write for him. He took my shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
When I went to jail, you know that.
Well, he mad because I found out he was the captain of the wrestling team in jail.
Fuck out of here. It was no wrestling team in jail, you know that nigga. That's why Gina be giving you GS's golden showers, nigga.
No, Tammy, I got a golden shower before, but I'm pretty sure Tammy gave Waka a golden shower, too. They've been together as long as me and Toothpick.
She be flying out the fucking windows. You pee on me.
No, come on. You've been in the shower before and Lil done twinkled down
your
leg.
Nigga, stop
front. Stop front.
Okay. Thank you. Your leg got warm. Oh, that's a little different.
Hey, listen, man. This $1 million worth of game, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in each and every week, making us the number one music podcast in the country, man. Well, I'm gonna shout out my guy, Waka, man. Always been a solid nigga, man. Thank you for coming through, bruh. Make sure y'all, he already told y'all everything he got going on, but tell him once again, Waka, so they can get in tune. They could buy, they could purchase. Buy. That's what we do.
Man, hit me at WakaFlocka.com, Drow Life on Twitter. Follow our premise is the cognac name. P-R-E-M-I-S is premise, excuse me. And meet the Flockers. I said meet the Flockers. What the Flocka, March 12th. Make sure y'all lock in. My wife got an album coming out. Make sure y'all lock in.
What's the name of your wife's album?
Conversations.
Conversations. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Walker for coming through once again, man. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
And it's just like that.
Right.